Well, good morning once again, everybody, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church.
Good morning, Brian.
Today's sermon text is taken in part from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 20. It reads, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water." This sermon is geared toward this Memorial Day weekend as we honor soldiers that fought and continue to fight for our freedoms that we have today. I just want to share with you a quote that I read. It reads, "Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, and the other died for your freedom." Just thought I'd share that with you. Okay, so let's dive into the Old Testament book of 2 Samuel. We are going to look at King David and focus. And focusing on chapter 5. You see, David was anointed king three times. The first time, secretly in 1 Samuel chapter 16. The second time David was made king was over the tribe of Judea in chapter 2 of this book. And in this chapter 5, David is made king over all Israel. King David was a great military leader that was victorious in many battles in which he led. In this chapter, we're going to see why he was so victorious. The Philistines were a great enemy of David. They occupied much of the northern territory of Israel. And once they heard David was made king over all Israel, they searched for him and they tried to kill him. So let's read about David's response to the threat of the Philistines. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 19 through 25. It reads, "So David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?' And the Lord said to David, 'Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand.' So David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, 'The Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of water.' Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, and he said, 'You shall not go up. Circle around behind them and come up upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when you hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines.' And David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer." I want to draw three applications from our reading. Because Christian, believer, you are a soldier as well. You're a soldier for Christ. Men and women of all ages, God is building His army. And God enlists people that He made anew, that He redeemed, that He sanctified. He's using these people to defend Him, to cast light out onto darkness and to glorify Him in thoughts, actions, and words. Soldiers, they get honored for their service. Doing things out of love that may become costly to themselves, but benefit others. Believers, we too may benefit others by becoming faithful servants, by becoming faithful soldiers for Christ. Our Savior Jesus didn't come to be served, but to serve. And again, let's look at King David. Let's examine his actions as he is about to engage in battle with the Philistines. First, in verse 19, reads, "So David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?'" David asked God what to do. He sought God's guidance. David relied on God's instruction. Here is David, a great military leader in the eyes of man, and maybe even in his own eyes, relying on God. See, David knew that what he had, the talent he possessed, came from God. David's greatness in the eyes of man was because of God's greatness, God's blessings. David's abilities, his skill sets, or even our own, is because of God. We may develop them, but He blessed us with them. And like David, we can be great in specific areas of our lives, but have big flaws in others. Regardless of the good or bad, we need to rely on God as well. We need to seek His instruction in our lives, in the battles that we may face, just as David did. Psalm 16, 1 and 2, David writes, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, 'You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.'" One day, while evangelizing to a young atheist, I felt like I didn't do my duty well enough. I felt like no matter what I said to this young man about him sinning against the Lord, or how much I tried to make him realize his need for a Savior, his need for Jesus, it fell on deaf ears. It's like my words did not make sense to him. I got nowhere. The only bright spot was that he accepted a gospel tract from me. Maybe that is all God wanted me to do. You see, doing work for the Lord always makes me feel great. But this time I felt discouraged. So I prayed, and I sought God's instruction on how to handle these types of people better. And the application I'm trying to draw from this verse 19 is that no matter how good you are or think you are in a particular area of your life, you should always seek God's guidance, His instruction, as David did. He will lead you down the right path, even if it doesn't seem right to you, He will lead you down the right path. The second application is taken from verse 20. David said, "Has the Lord, David said, has the Lord broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water. Let God be your strength to carry you through your battles. Self-reliance can have its pluses and minuses. However, it's an aspect of pride, which is sin. And God wants believers to remain humble. Because there will always be a time when we need to talk to someone. When we need someone to lean on. When we need someone to pray for us. And I haven't heard a Christian ever say that living a Christian life is easy. Because it's not. Either most times we condemn ourselves because we don't live up to God's commandment, or we are being constantly persecuted as a whole. You see, the world continues to change, becoming more and more wicked. Things are becoming more acceptable in society that draws people away from God instead of towards God. Taking God out of marriage, taking God out of school, taking the symbol of the cross off public places. What else is next? Christian, soldier, he needs his army of disciples to defend him. Let us do our best to live God's way and not man's way. Let us be successful God's way. God will not give you more than you can endure, but give you the strength to take on any situation. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31 reads, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Back to our text, David uses the words to describe the defeat of his enemy, a breakthrough of water. Breakthrough means an act or an instance of breaking through an obstruction. When I think of breakthrough of water, it makes me think of a tsunami. The burst of water taking down everything and anything in its path. Well, God's strength can't be stopped either. If there is an obstacle in your life, big or small, for example, being shy, let God help you break it and become more. And that's why it's called a breakthrough. And the reason why I use a small example of being shy is because I was very shy as a kid. I can remember always being latched to my mother's leg instead of playing outside with the kids. Or even in high school, I was one of those kids that never wanted to be called upon to give that answer or to read in front of the class. But through God, I'm up here today. And also through God, I'm out there speaking for God. I can only do this on His strength and not my own. Therefore, I do it to glorify Him and Him only. And He can do the same with each of you and any weakness you have to glorify Him. He wants to use you. Let Him use you. Let Him help you be the tool that He needs to help Him. I hope we can all develop this type of attitude for God as our strength, our rock, like David. Here is what David wrote in Psalm 18, 1 through 3. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Your enemies can even be yourself. You see, as humans, there's only so much strength we can apply to life situations. Strength doesn't just come from here, but it can come from here, it can come from your heart, and it comes from Him, God. He can help you overcome your battles. You may ask, well, how? How can God help us? God works in mysterious ways. But I can be sure of one way that He helps us. One way that He offers us strength. It's right here. It's through His Word. Through the Bible. His instruction manual for life. That's one way He can help us. And we need to depend more on God and rather than our own strength. And treat this Bible as daily bread instead of cake for special occasions. Another Old Testament example was Gideon's army of 300. You see, God reduced Gideon's army of about 32,000 to 300 and provided them with trumpets and torches to fight the Midianites. In Judges 7:2, the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.'" So when the army of 300 defeated the Midianites, the credit went to God. Because all things are possible through God. God does things through us, but the credit should always go to God. Instead of having that "I did that" attitude, we need to have the "He did that" attitude. So to conclude the point of this application, we can't rely on ourselves, but we can rely on the strength of God, just as David did in leading his soldiers to victory. The third and final application is taken from verse 25. And David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. Your obedience to God can lead to the victories in your battles. David was victorious in this battle because of his obedience to God. He followed God's will. He followed God's instruction. Our battles as well can be won or lost depending on our obedience to God. You see, God wants to help us reach our full potential. But it will not happen if we don't listen to Him, if we don't follow His will, or if we lack obedience to God. I'm just going to read a couple scriptures. 1 Kings 3:14 says, "So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Proverbs 8:32-36 reads, Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. And lastly, Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Question, have you built your house on the rock of Christ? Christian soldier, you have two choices, to obey God or not. The choice is yours because God's blessings of free will. Deuteronomy 11:26-28 says, Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have not known. We can live for ourselves or we can live for God. We can walk on the wide road or we can walk on the straight and narrow. The choice is yours, but to be successful God's way, obedience is the key. In conclusion, like David, we are not perfect. Like David, we have lost battles with sin, and at times will continue to do so. But like David, we have won battles as well, because of God's help. We have conquered some of the Philistines, some of the Goliaths in our lives. And even though we can't always control the ups and downs, but we can have peace to know God is always with us. It will never forsake us. Joshua 1:9 reads, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Christian, believer, soldier, we can be certain God will help us with our battles. And the victories will come more often if we apply these applications to our lives. To seek His instruction, to rely on God's strength, not our own, and to remain obedient to God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity, this time. Thank you so much for your grace, sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, to the cross to die for us, to take the punishment we deserve. Without your Son, without you, we would not be here today to glorify you, to honor you. And we are so grateful to do so, Father. Father, thank you for the opportunity to enlist us in your army, to follow your will, to serve you, to honor you, to glorify you, to share the gospel with the lost. Father, I pray that more believers out there will go out and seek your instruction for their lives. And also rely more on your strength rather than our own. Because it's through you that we can do more. It's through you that we can reach our full potential in our lives and not ourselves, Father. And Father, I pray that all believers obey you more. Walk the straight and narrow rather than the wide. And defend you. Help defend you against the ways of this wicked world. And be brighter vessels of light for you, Father. This I pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now is the time to offer peace to one another.